Senator Angus King, Democrats push semi-automatic rifle ban for lethal capacity weapons. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 30, 2023. Senator Angus King, UMMI, joined three Senate Democrats on Thursday to introduce a ban on the most popular semi-automatic rifles in America, describing such firearms as lethal capacity weapons. The Senate Democrats are Martin Heinrich, NM, Mark Kelly, Oz, and Michael Bennett, CO. Watch, A.W.R. Hawkins, Why Gun Control is Not the Solution to Mass Shootings. The ban is titled the Gas-Operated Semi-Automatic Firearm Exclusion, GASAFE, Act. GASAFE would limit magazine capacity and outlaw bump stocks, which were not even used in the October 25th Lewiston shootings, which King cited as an impetus for the act, the Portland Press Herald noted. The ban would also build on previous legislative efforts by prohibiting the sale of certain semi-automatic firearms that have replaceable high-capacity magazines. King commented on the legislation, saying, "The GASAFE Act addresses the lethal capacity weapons like the one used in Lewiston and most of the deadliest mass shootings across the country. Nothing can bring back the lives of our family and friends, but responsible actions moving forward can reduce the likelihood of such a nightmare happening again in Maine or anywhere else." Watch, A.W.R. Hawkins, Semi-Automatics Allow Women to Level the Playing Field. Kelly said, "The GASAFE Act is a targeted bill that protects the rights of responsible gun owners while regulating the most dangerous semi-automatic rifles, detachable high-capacity magazines, and accessories that have increasingly concerned law enforcement and been used over and over again in mass shootings." In April 2013, Breitbart News reported that Kelly was shooting a Glock 9mm with a 17-round magazine in Arizona. 2 months earlier, he had testified in favor of limiting magazine capacity to 10 rounds. As for the semi-automatic firearms King and the Democrats want to ban, on July 21, 2022, Breitbart News pointed to National Shooting Sports Foundation numbers showing there were more R/AK-style firearms in circulation than Ford F-Series trucks on the road. The precise figure was 24,446,000 R/AK-style firearms in circulation at that time. The number of such firearms in circulation in late 2023 is certainly millions more than the mid-2022 figure. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, and he holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.